Timbers from the Spot podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Tyler.
And it's been a week and a half.
One of them.
We've been gone for 3 games.
Yeah.
One coach firing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the first thing we should start with. Maybe 15 minutes after we ended our last episode.
I don't even know if it was that long. Yeah.
Yeah.
it might have been less. Yeah.
Like, if I had checked my phone before I left your house, we would have seen it.
Probably.
Yeah. But no, Gio's gone, which in our last episode we were kind of debating if Vancouver would be the last game for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the boys just couldn't get up for it anymore.
True.
And when you have that disconnect, again, you can't get rid of all the players. You have to get rid of the coach. And who's your ideal... Well, before I ask that question, let's talk a little bit about Gio. He's done a lot of great things
for
the Timbers.
Yeah, I agree.
2 MLS Cups.
Of course.
Finals.
Well, finals, yeah.
Yeah. 2 MLS Cups finals.
Yeah, appearances.
2 MLS Cups appearances, 2 MLS Cups losses. 1 MLS's back championship, which is all that really matters.
Yeah. That is all that matters. Yeah, the grand scheme of the MLS,
Yeah, that is really all that matters. You know.
Lionel Messi wishes he could even have the chance to win that trophy. But.
He understood the Seattle rivalry. You know, he stressed its importance every single time. You know, he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tactics got stale. Players stopped listening. And it happens. He's been here for six seasons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because the 2018 MLS Cup was his first year.
That was first.
So, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, 21, 21, 22, 22,
23.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we only play in 1 year.
We only, what?
2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 20. Yeah, this was a 6 year.
Yeah.
The MLS only plays in 1 year.
Oh, true.
Unlike...
Every other...
Well, unlike MLB... Unlike NBA, NHL, and NFL.
Yeah.
MLB, we're just MLB and European soccer.
Well, yeah.
Us and MLB are the only ones that... Because of weather. Because they're not indoor sports.
Well, no, MLB crosses over.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
Dude, it starts in March and goes to October.
Oh.
Maybe early November is when the World Series ends.
Oh, well.
Yeah?
I guess so.
Sports. Sports of the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, who is your ideal coaching replacement? And why is it Jason Kreis?
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Is it on?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Who brings it on? Let's fire Pep at City and bring him in.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Antonio Conte's doesn't have anything going on right
true.
Now.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. Yeah. Bring him in.
Yeah.
Diego Valeri. Just kidding. I mean, kind of just kidding. Like, I wouldn't be upset if that happened, but I don't think it's the right move.
No.
Maybe eventually, someday, but probably not.
Honestly, one of the best candidates might have just come available in the past week, which is Robin Fraser.
Oh, that's who I was going to say, actually, yeah.
Being fired by Colorado, not because he was a bad coach, but because he didn't get support there.
Yeah,
not many coaches can win with that roster.
And he seems like a pretty decent coach.
He's done pretty well with Colorado in the past.
Yeah.
I think Ned played under him.
That's true, yeah.
When Robin was an assistant. So, you know, they have that connection there.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind it. I think, you know, that's a proven MLS hire. You know, it's not going to be your... It's not a home run.
No, but coming from a top
roster
like
that... It's not the type of signing where it's like high ceiling, low floor.
Yeah.
But this is a very good MLS coach. We have like a good baseline, I would say.
Better than what he had at Colorado.
We've got pretty good young players in Moreno, Mosquera, Ayala. You know, you've got... Above average MLS players in Williamson. I'd probably throw McGraw into that now.
I think
Evander's in a different tier.
Okay. He's not,
You know, we've got the good young players. This is like another tier is
the
above average
MLS.
Like nothing better, but like above average. Sure. Nothing better for now, but above average.
Yeah.
Kind of like your middle aged.
Yeah. Okay.
Like middle 20s, I guess.
That's where Paredes in there.
Paredes.
On a good day.
Yeah. Paredes.
Yeah.
McGraw. Zupark is like above average. Yeah, Zupark, you know.
Yeah.
Bravo on his good days.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy that we could go through our whole team and say this basically, and then we're still where we are. But
yeah. And then like Asprilla. And then you've kind of got like, you know, your good DPs, your Vanders. That's it.
Yaroslav Izgoda.
Well, Diego Chara, and then you've kind of got, obviously Diego Chara. Yeah. He's in his own tier, which is bionic superhuman club legend.
Yeah, basically.
And then you've kind of got everyone else. Your Laria Blanco, Mia Skoda. We didn't mention Bully or Mora, but I'd probably throw them in a.
Oh yeah.
Like,
which that's something we got to talk about too. Who starts up there?
Yeah,
going forward.
Which, but and then you've got your Binghams, your Ivicic's, which people are either pro Ivicic or pro Bingham. I'm pro neither at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I think Ivicic is just a little better than Bingham, but if we're having this conversation, both are not that great.
Yeah, they're really both just. I mean,
David De Gea.
If you told me, if you told me what. 2 years ago now, that David Bingham was going to come in and be the starter, no way. And he is. So.
Yeah.
Cheers, I guess.
David De Gea. We can pull a Roman Berkey.
See, that would be fantastic if we could do that. Yeah.
We don't have that type of money, but.
No, we don't.
But yeah, I mean, I think we do need a new goalkeeper. But I mean, we have like a solid base. We just need a coach to unlock it.
Yeah.
And we need to cycle out our DP, like our DPs besides Evander. And get new fresh DPs in.
Yeah, and Diego Chara.
And we need to stay healthy.
Diego Chara's a DP now, right?
No.
He has been for... He's still an RDP?
No.
Oh, okay. Just kidding.
No. I think, Jimmy and Blanco. This is Blanco's like...
Yeah, because Blanco
like a,
is still...
Blanco's like a high TAM that doesn't allow us to get a third DP. Or needs... Yeah, I think...
Yeah, we can't have Blanco on a deal like that.
Yeah. There was a question. Let's talk about it now. Would you bring Blanco back next year on a 1 year minimum contract if he wanted that?
If he's off of a DP and we can bring in another. Yeah, that's why if we can bring in another DP.
Would you take him? 1 year.
One year
vet min.
If he wants to play and he wants to finish his career here, like.
Sure. No. Don't think about that. Would you want him back on a 1 year vet min? He's okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to play.
But
that's the thing.
But it's the leadership.
Yeah.
It's the guy who gets it.
That's the thing. That's why
it's the guy who gets it and the guy who connects with the fans.
I think yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one in this couple of stretches of games throughout the season that when he plays, he actually cares.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I saw someone pose that question, and I was like, I feel like the answer is pretty easily yes.
Because if you give him... Because
it's on the vet min, which means, he doesn't count towards any sort of DP things at all.
Yeah, which then we can bring in another DP.
Yeah.
Which would be... We can bring in two DPs. We should be able to bring in two new DPs next year.
Hopefully.
We should. We'll see how that goes. But we should be able to bring in two new DPs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we have like... Who knows what we have in Anthony? We just haven't seen anything. He's played 5 to 10 minutes every game.
And he hasn't done enough to the show.
Who knows what we have in Araujo?
Who's gone now? He's gonna miss the next game.
Yeah, same thing with Zuparic. Same thing with Mosquera.
Yeah.
Nice. You know what that means, everyone. Mabiala.
Wait, is Mosquera missing?
Yeah,
he's gone already.
He's with Colombia.
Yeah. Okay. I know he got called up, but I didn't know if he was going to be gone yet.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Okay. So, your back line's Bravo, McGraw, Mabiala, Miller.
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes. That's a fun one.
Yeah, that is really a fun one.
Yeah.
But let's get into quickly the couple games we missed. Missed the Vancouver game, 3-2 loss.
Oh, yeah, bad. I almost stayed up until, 4:30 in the morning. I didn't.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Very glad I didn't.
Yeah. He was like, should I? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, do not do it. I was like, best case scenario, they do win, but it won't be there's a smaller chance of that happening than them losing.
See, I just really thought that we were going to win. That's why it was so sad.
Yeah.
Like after we get destroyed and then
the boys don't show up.
It doesn't make any sense.
They
go down 2-0.
They make a super sad walk into the locker room where Diego Chara was trying to fire him up. But they just look depleted. And then you come out. Mora's back, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
My guy Mora's back. And then there's 2-1, and I'm thinking, my goodness, we have a chance.
Yeah.
But then Gunn immediately gets a penalty, scores a penalty, and then it's over.
Yeah.
And then, yes, Blanco, you know, gets an assist to Evander at the end, but, and, you know, we had like 10 minutes of could we, but it never really.
Yeah, and I mean, realistically, you can't ask for a better lineup. I mean, you can, I think, McGraw getting in there, but. Yeah.
Moreno would have been, Moreno was the only thing.
Moreno, yeah.
And that was probably because he was out on injury, which but, Moreno looks a lot, Moreno's been free.
He has. He's
been a lot
better.
I don't know exactly like what was happening, but he looks like last year Moreno now.
Well, Gio's gone. I don't know. I don't know if that's actually part of it, but
Gio's your last year. I don't know what the problem was.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
my boy has been freed.
Yeah, but I mean, and then I guess there's the debate over Bully and Mora, who should start up there.
Yeah, I think for right now it's Mora.
For now, but then again, I think coming into the next two games, I don't know. Mora didn't.
Yeah.
Like in Seattle, Mora wasn't anything special.
The midweek game, Bully gets the start. You get Bully Blanco, which made my dad. My dad's been begging for a Blanco to start.
Well, I deal with it. I actually thought that was a good move. I thought they should have started in that one. And we won. So,
Moreno gets his goal. You know, that's probably our best, you know, one of our best lineups as well. Like our lineup looks. We at the very least have our, like, back seven. If that makes any sense. Locked in.
Yeah.
The back four, Bravo Zupark, McGraw, Mosquera, and then the midfield three of Evander, Diego Chara, Paredes.
Which is, I mean, like we said, they're all above average, if not very, very good MLS players.
Yeah. And then the front three, you can kind of mix and match, you know, Moreno, like, hopefully it's Moreno, Espria, and then you can pick whatever striker. Yeah. And that's our best team. And we're there.
It doesn't make sense.
And then against Salt Lake, we came out like we should have against Vancouver.
And Salt Lake's a hot team. I mean, they've been really good. They're up to fourth, or they were. They might not be now, but they were up to fourth.
They're up fourth.
Yeah, they are up to fourth. Okay.
They're up at fourth.
Yeah.
And they can only be passed by one team with games in hand. So they're, you know, they're a very good team.
Yeah. And we won.
And we.
I mean, it's at home, good, but like, yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, they sat back. I don't think they understood that we were struggling, so they sat back. They allowed us to
gain
confidence, building through the midfield.
Any team sitting back against us is not smart.
Yeah, and then we scored, and to be honest, like, I thought for sure we were going to choke it.
Yeah.
I just remember the 90th minute, I just see Mabiala getting pulled, and I was like, oh, well, hold up. I was like, guys. I was like, well, hold up.
Well, and of course, this one, after I almost stayed up till 4:30 for the Vancouver game, and then I didn't, I was glad, so I didn't for this one, because I figured we'd lose this one, because Salt Lake was better, we actually won.
Yeah.
So,
did you get this game spoiled for you, or did you watch it?
I got this one spoiled as well.
Dude.
Yeah. Because it was such bad timing, like, I'd wake up, and then it's like...
Don't look at your phone.
All day? Wake in up, another country? I gotta be on my phone.
Wake up in the morning and watch it.
I couldn't have watched it.
Why not?
Bro, come on.
How are you going
to
watch it?
You tell me I'm just chilling in Barcelona for 2.5 hours or 2 hours just sitting on my phone instead of going out and doing something? Come on.
You were
going
to watch the game in the morning. Just wake up 2 hours earlier.
Bro, you know me?
You were gonna stay up until 4:30?
I was. Well, no, I was going to wake up at 4:30. That's what it was.
Just wake up 2 hours earlier. I don't understand you.
I couldn't do it. Well, no, but at that point... It was like, even if I got up earlier, I was like the first one awake, and then we wouldn't have gone anyways. Like, no matter what time I woke up, we would have been gone, and I wouldn't have had time to watch a game.
What do you mean you would have been gone?
Like, out of the hotel.
You're telling me if you woke up at 6 o'clock?
Maybe not 6, but...
Wake up at 6, then. You know?
I can't be... I don't...
Also, it should not take you 2 hours to watch a soccer game.
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. No, no, no.
Maybe.
No. Hour.
Hour?
Hour 15.
No.
Oh, dude, every time there's a goal kick, a corner kick, you can skip ahead about 30
seconds.
Yeah,
that's true. Half an hour off the game, though? That's a lot.
On my best times, I've taken half an hour.
That's a lot.
It's about an hour to hour 15 for me to rewatch soccer games.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah. I get, you're like, when I am watch, like, re, like, when I don't want to get a game spoil, I literally don't go on my phone.
All yeah, day. I just don't have the dedication to do that.
Yeah.
I, okay, have, I just like physically can't
I do have, that. I have Twitter, I have MLS app, I have MLB app, I have, what's another one I want to spoil? Like SofaScore. I have all of that in a single folder. Mm. And whenever I don't want to get it spoiled, I just move it to a different screen. So that way, like, muscle memory doesn't open something up. Oh, yeah.
True.
And then I just avoid it the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just couldn't do that. So.
But yeah, so, you know, I really thought we were going to blow that Salt Lake game, dude.
Yeah.
But that was good. Get a home win. Get some momentum coming into Seattle because, you know, before that, that had been four losses in all competitions.
Yeah.
Get the win. Hope we can come into our house in Seattle
and of course,
get first back-to-back wins in the MLS. Because Seattle had been laboring at this point.
Yeah, until they played us in the first half.
They had been very poor, you know. They had just gotten the win against Austin before that. Draw, loss, you know. They had been struggling. Yeah. And they had two wins, but then draw, loss.
Not good.
No, not at all. And they're just because the Western Conference is still bad, they're still locked at second.
Yeah.
Which is very funny. But the thing is, with all the games in hand, they can drop to, like, six, I think. Yeah, LAFC passes them.
28.
So. Salt Lake can pass. Houston can pass. Vancouver can pass. Minnesota can pass. They drop to seven.
Jeez, does that say 28? What? 28 games?
28 games, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They would drop to seven if everyone won their games in hand. Which, not everyone will, so they'll probably end up dropping to, like, fifth.
But they'll drop. Yeah. They'll drop. And we'll pass them.
Yeah. And, you know, come this game, 7:30, it's perfect weather.
I did get up for this one.
Yeah.
I did get up for this one. I had to.
You had to. But yeah, it was, you know, it was the lineup. Except for Dyer running for Jimmy, probably. It's probably the only change I'd make in this lineup.
Yeah.
Well, and then the, okay, let's talk. Miller for Bravo?
No.
What are we doing?
I don't get that. Yeah. Doesn't make too much sense.
What are we doing here?
Also, you put him on the wrong side of the field.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I know that's obviously not how it would go. But, like, looking at how this game went, he needed to be
Miller's on his side. Opposite foot. Like, what are we doing here, guys?
Yeah, well, it, yeah, I don't know. Well, I was just saying it, too, because Leo Chu was the one cooking.
Yeah.
And Mosquera's the one that goes up. So, if Miller were on that side, he's not cooking as much.
No.
So, that would have been good.
Yeah, and but Miller got cooked.
He did get cooked, yeah.
Miller was getting cooked. I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot tell a lie. But yeah, I mean, abysmal first half.
Yeah, that was.
Just getting cooked.
Pretty bad, to be honest.
Let Raul de Ruy Diaz score on us his first game. His first goal in, that was just, like, months, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, his first goal since June 10th.
Hmm.
And the game before that he scored was against us. On April 14th, 15th.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah, we let him score.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool for us, yeah.
But yeah, and then,
actually, I think it's a good thing, though, that we let Leo Chu score.
Yeah, no, that really was.
Yeah.
The decision to take off your jersey in the 30th minute.
That was crazy. That was crazy. I don't know what Bro was doing.
That is absolutely nuts.
He got flamed in the locker room after that one.
Oh,
damn. I know he did. And then you know Brian Schmetz was yelling at him not to foul, and then he did. Which, yeah. I'm going to be honest, he didn't deserve a yellow for that.
I think it was more like continue, like multiple fouls at that point.
Yeah,
that was his third, and it was, like, a little heavier.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that was kind of the main reason.
Because that's not a yellow on its own, but I don't care, to be honest.
Yeah, I really don't. So
yeah.
No, thank you. But yeah terrible first half. I think pretty much everyone in the section at halftime was like, well...
That's it.
Well, we might as well go home now. Well, like, no one was happy.
No, I mean, that could have been 3 or 4, honestly.
Yeah.
Probably should have been.
And, yeah, well, first off, let's talk about the away section. They gave us one section.
I don't know what's going on.
They gave us technically two for the late arrivers.
So they did open up another one?
They had another one open. They had two open. It was
302.
It was 302 and 300. So the whole 301 was all blocked off.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I saw there was some people on the side. And I was
those were all the late arrivers.
Yeah.
So all of us were all stacked up.
Yeah, because it was full.
Yeah, it was full.
Yeah.
But But yeah, like, I don't know, the vibes were just kind of off. Like, the vibes were very off.
Yeah.
For the first, like, for the first half.
It was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, it's just, like, the boys just weren't ready for it.
Yeah,
they just simply...
Well, that's basically the story of the season, so...
Yeah.
Every single game, it doesn't really matter, except for Salt Lake, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So...
No one really looked great in that first half, you know? Like, every single... Like, main problems that were happening is the center backs, McGrawn Zupark, would try to advance the ball.
Yeah.
And then they'd turn it over on a pass, and then they'd just be able to break very easily.
They broke very easy and very quick, and we weren't ready for it. Yeah. It was not good.
Yeah. And then, you know, another mistake on a corner, Rui Diaz is wide open. Chu gets his goal. It's just very bad defending.
Yeah. It was not.
Thought they were about to get their first win against us
in
regular season play at Seattle since 2017.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, that's crazy. But, now it's, what, six straight no comps, I think?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chu, you know, gets the red card, and everyone's like, oh. Everyone in the section's like, oh.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, because it was already looking...
Let us cook?
It was already looking a little better in the second half. Not great, but it was looking a little better before that.
Yeah. And then Schmetzer subs in Ladero for Rui Diaz.
I'm
like, what's...
What was he doing?
And I'm trying to figure out the formation. I'm like, okay, are they just going no striker? Or are they just keeping Chu's spot open and putting Morris up top? Which kind of... Like, Morris kind of just seemed to be playing left-wing striker.
Yeah, kind of.
But, I was really interested. I was like, what is happening? But, I guess Morris was already in the wing. So, Rusnak was playing, like, left-wing striker, right? Yeah, yeah.
Was it Rusnak?
Yeah, it was Rusnak, because Rusnak started in the middle.
Oh, yeah, because he kind of shifted over.
Rusnak or Morris was playing, like, wing striker. Morris was they playing probably... right-wing striker. Rusnak was, like, left-wing.
Yeah, because, I mean, and he went up, too.
Ladero was up in the middle. Yeah. And then we make our triple change of Blanco, Asprilla, Boli, and instant impact. Asprilla gets
knocks
it in. Mr. September, October, Mr.
November, December, who cares?
On the 2-year anniversary of his father passing, which was perfectly written.
Yeah.
Which by the script writers.
Also kinda stupid to give a yellow card.
Yeah. It is that. In the rules. That is technically
But like it should be a full off.
I think the rule shouldn't exist.
Yeah, it's kind of just stupid. It's a stupid yellow. I don't know. Like,
but
doesn't make too much sense.
But yeah, so of course our whole section goes crazy.
Well, yeah.
And before we can even really get calmed down, Evander hits the goal of the week, an absolute banger, knocks it in, and I'm thinking.
Hold on.
I'm thinking this kind of looks like the home game. Reverse fixture.
Yeah, and Seattle looked pretty bad. Like they looked bad.
Yeah,
they weren't doing anything.
Yeah, and then Schmetzer's like, oh right, I should probably like rearrange the team a little bit. So he brings in Araujo for Rusnak and Atencio for Vargas. And it's like this was the one you probably should have made.
Probably not too late. Too late now, yeah.
But that kind of solidified them just a little bit, and it kind of became a little more back and forth at that point. The Timbers end up having that moment where I think it was like two or three like almost wide open headers that just kept getting saved or blocked.
Yeah,
dude, like just the feeling of that in the supporter section was so. Terrible.
It just felt like they kind of didn't want to win at the end too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just like it was one of those they were okay with the draw, but you can't. Why? Like why? Go and win.
Mm-hmm.
Like they could have won that game.
Yeah.
I think. But no.
Yeah, I think it was. You know, it was a solid game. You know, passing out
of finals back to normal. Pretty good.
The shooting map still isn't that great.
Yeah.
You know, Evander's three shots all from about the same side, all free kicks.
Yeah.
On the free kicks, I'd see him, like, take, like, five steps back, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
Here we go,
my man is shooting. My man is going to take the shots. We won possession.
Wow.
We won possession.
I think it's just that second half. Yeah.
Oh, 100% was.
Yeah.
Like, this is the second half.
Yeah.
They controlled possession for 1 5-minute period, and that was only when they had 53%.
Yeah.
For the 6th to 10th minute, they had 93.
Jeez. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. They beat us in expected goals. No.
Oh, no. So I'm sad. Honestly
surprised we didn't have like a million expected goals just because of that one sequence.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But it's because Evander's goal gives like none.
Yeah, that was none.
And Dyron's goal for some reason is give too much.
I mean, that I feel like that one should.
Yeah, like Leo Chu's was 0.42.
Really? His was 0.42?
Yeah.
I feel like that was a harder one than Dyron's.
They don't even show any expected goals for our sequences.
Yeah.
I need to watch this again because that doesn't seem like real.
They're lying to us. They gotta be lying.
They are lying.
That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, 25,000 views on this highlight video, 3.7 on Miami highlights.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There was like the lowest viewed highlight from Inter Miami is still like 1.5 million.
Yeah, that's absurd. Well, and of course we didn't talk about it, but we just hand Vancouver Cascadia in this game.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Hey, at least it wasn't Seattle. At least we didn't let Seattle win and have the opportunity for it.
True.
At the very least. Where am I? I don't find myself.
Somewhere.
Come on.
Also, was there a TIFO? I didn't see any.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, okay.
No. We did get really nice wristbands that I immediately broke.
Yeah,
like,
nice.
It is almost as I literally start to go put it on my hand, it just snaps. And nice. I'm like, oh.
Oops.
And then they came by and I was just like, can I have another? There I am.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Damn, look at me. This is me getting absolutely ghosted by this man. Just yeah. My dad. And then
he so came, sad.
Dude, look. You can see.
Yeah.
And I just bring it back into a clap. As
of
you
course,
have to.
Yeah,
as you have
course,
to, I bring
yeah,
it into a
yeah.
clap. Because that's just all you have to do. Let me see if I can find. Let me see if they show us celebrating the first goal. Because I'm trying to see if I can find something. Yeah. Yeah, Darren shows a picture of his father. No, they show the lower shot for the crowd. That's fine. I don't need all the screen time. They're not gonna show that sequence at the end.
So literally just
dude.
Yeah.
Was the sequence earlier in the game? There's no chance, right?
I think it might have been
it
before.
It was
because I was gonna say I don't remember at
it
the
was.
End
it was
thinking
in the first half, dude. Oh my god.
That's
goodness.
Why at the end of the game it didn't feel like there was too much.
Yeah, it was in
like
the
it really
section.
Just felt like we stopped trying
that's what
to
it was.
Score.
Yeah, it was like right here. I mean, Moore gets like almost two wide open chances basically that he has to finish. The first one is a little bit crowded. I can give him some sort of slack for that.
Yeah.
But the second one is a wide open header that he literally has the entire like it's him versus Jao Paulo.
But he sees Jao Paulo coming across. So he's
yeah.
gotta go across the goal.
He's gotta go the other way.
And Fry's not getting there.
No. Absolutely.
So,
Fry is on the ground.
Yeah.
Fry is dead in the water on the ground. It's Moore versus Jao Paulo.
Yeah.
And Jao Paulo wins it.
Yeah.
Which cannot happen.
No. No, no, no! Again.
I thought we were cooked at that point. I was like, "Oh, game over. We're not
basically,
winning.
Basically, yeah.
We're not winning at that point." Like,
and then we somehow come back and should have won, and then we don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, that's cool.
That was
yeah.
Other,
yeah.
That was the other extreme, but yeah, you know, we keep Seattle from winning Cascadia Cup at the very least.
Which, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, there's multiple. There's the best option is we win it. The second best is Vancouver.
Yeah, which all we had to do was not lose to Vancouver.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Well, no, that's not true. Because if we draw Vancouver, then it's still not going to us.
Yeah. No, it would have. Or it would have had the chance.
It would have depended. Because then, yeah, no. Because if it goes, if we draw that game with Vancouver, then it goes down to that last game, and one of the, either the Sounders or the Whitecaps won.
Well, we would have. No. It would have. If the Sounders had won the matchup versus the Whitecaps, we would have gotten it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the Sounders would have been out.
This is without our game, and this is without both of our last games. So if we had drawn both of them, we would have
been
on 9.
Yeah, because Seattle's so far back.
Vancouver would have been on 7. Seattle would have been on 5. So a draw or a Seattle win would have gotten us Cascadia Cup.
Which I think you could argue
Vancouver
was
on,
more likely.
Vancouver's on 9. We're on 8. Seattle's on
Oh, especially
because
it's in Seattle. I think you could bet on a Seattle win there.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Messed up Cascadia.
That sucks.
So
we should have won that game.
But Vancouver gets their first Cascadia Cup since 2016. So.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Gotta, you know.
I mean, they've had a pretty good season for Vancouver standards. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Vancouver.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you this one time. One.
That's it.
Time. That's, we're done.
No more for you, sorry.
We're done handing it to you.
Yeah.
We now have the second worst goal differential of the week.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, I remember that time that Vancouver had it last. That was very sad. That was a sad one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we look ahead to LAFC. We have played them this season.
True.
If it feels impossible, it's because it was our second game of the season. It feels so long ago.
Yeah, that does feel like forever ago. Yeah.
That was March.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You were 20.
That's true. Yeah, you're not wrong.
You were just a little boy. You're at the age of 20. We had Rasmussen starting. We had Williamson back then. We had Gutierrez coming off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Fogasa, who went to San Antonio on loan.
Yeah, which that's good, I think.
That's good.
It's better than T2.
I like that for him.
Yeah.
You know, we had Mabiala coming in for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yikes. You know, LAFC has they just lost to Inter Miami thanks to did you watch the game?
No.
Yeah, I doubt you would. Bawanga absolutely messed it up. It was a 2-on-1, him and Bela. And Bawanga pretty much has the defender on him, and Bela, like, you pass it perfectly to Bela. Bela's gonna one time left curl into the top corner.
Yeah.
Bawanga just doesn't pass.
Yeah, that's
Bela, did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Dude, Bela is like screaming.
Jeez.
Like, he's screaming for the ball.
Oh wait, no, I think I did see it.
Yeah,
I think I saw it on Instagram, yeah.
He's screaming for the ball, and then he's screaming also at Bawanga afterwards. And it's like, that would have put them ahead. And then Messi.
No, you're adding to the 1.25 million now.
3.7.
You're adding to the cause here.
I am adding. I'm adding to it.
It's also looking at the... I'll get through this and then...
Yeah, you saw this.
Yeah. No, this is crazy.
All right, it's a 3-on-2, and Bawanga's literally got one person behind him, one person in front of him, one person to his left, one defender, and then he's got Carlos Vela to his right, wide open.
And he's like, onside.
And like Bawanga even keeps like trying to engage the defender, and the defender's not backing off. The defender kind of engages. Yeah. Like, this is the point to pass, dude.
Yeah.
And then he just goes for it. He gets deflected.
And he's wide open.
Bela just... That should have been yellow. By the way.
Yeah, true.
Bela boots the ball.
Yeah, but it's in LA and he's Carlos Vela, so... No yellows for him.
Due to audio problems, like, that our stereo's been having, I had to listen to the LAFC broadcasters.
Oh, that's so sad.
It was terrible. So sad. Dude, they were like... I don't really get, like... They were like, the refs need to stop pampering Messi. And I was like, shut up.
Calm down, buddy.
Shut up. That is not the reason.
You are not Jake Zidane, so.
I was like, which it kind of sucks that Jake Zidane's just been put on. Like, it's cool that he's the top one, but like,
yeah, which he rose up there pretty quick, which is really good for him. But
then that also means I have to listen to Taylor Twellman.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
I just can't. Yeah. I really just can't anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've listened to a Timbers game as well.
Really?
Yeah. Because the Vancouver game I rewatched, I just put on music and just sped through as fast as I could.
The last one was good. They had Gary Neville.
Really?
Or Phil. It was Phil.
For Seattle?
For Seattle, yeah.
Dude.
It was good. It was pretty good. Yeah.
Dude. Of course, man.
I think it was Phil. It was one of the Nevilles.
Phil's the one that coached for Miami.
Yeah, no, I know. That's
Gary's in England doing.
Oh yeah, I guess he's punditry. Yeah, so it's Phil. Yeah, so it's Phil. Okay.
But yeah, LAFC is gonna be tough.
Yeah.
dare I say it? LAFC's third. They can move ahead of Seattle to second with games played. Their form hasn't been anything to write home about.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's kind of surprising.
Two straight losses, win against Columbus, draw against Mini.
Yeah.
Win against St. Louis, then draw in three straight losses.
And, I mean, they're... They're missing Bwanga for this one, which is good. But that's about it.
Bwanga.
Nobody else said Maldonado doesn't start, does he? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, none of the other guys that are out. So, it's just him.
Hopefully Aaron Long starts, because that boy was terrible against my
Yeah.
Dude, their average first 11 age for this last game was 30.
Wow.
That is old.
Yeah, that is very old, yeah.
That is bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's Miami, not good. But Miami's sporting a team of Messi, Busquets, and Alba was 27.
Well, yeah, because like then you got like a Kramaski in there.
Kramaski, Farias, Gomez.
Yeah.
They've built around the team very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, Miami's definitely making the playoffs, I think. I think it will be very interesting to see how they do for these next two games without, you know, without, I think they have like 9 players on the international break.
LA, yeah.
No.
Or, Miami, yeah. Yeah, that's tough. Which also, I like to see that Messi's good outside of MLS still. Which, of course, he is. But people don't believe it. So when he scores a goal for Argentina, maybe they'll believe that Messi's actually.
Yeah. But, I think, you know, we know LAFC's guys. We know the Carlos Vela's. We know they have Acosta and Ilya Sanchez in the midfield and Bogush, who looked like a good signing. They've got Hollingshead. We'll see if Chiellini plays, especially because it's turf.
Yeah.
You know, we got Long.
Can't say anything about him because I'm pretty sure last time I said something about him being old, he scored.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. They've got Tillman off the bench. Murillo, you'll probably see hop in. You got Palacios.
They're just good.
Yeah, they're really good. I think our goal scorers in that game against LFC were Paredes and Evander. I don't remember who their goal scorers were. I think the one was Chiellini.
I think that's because I call him old and slow. And yeah. He scored. Yeah.
So would you what would you like to say to him this time?
He's so young and so fast. And he's so good.
Yeah, Evander and Paredes were our two goals. Opoku was there. Opoku, Vela, and Chiellini were theirs.
Okay.
And Opoku is, gone. He's at Montreal.
Yeah. He is
in fact gone. I don't know how we're gonna turn up for this game. I don't anymore with this team.
I really don't know.
I don't know if we're gonna care.
We should. We really should. I mean, we need some wins, and they gotta know that. I mean,
here's the thing. We're 4 points out. I don't think we're making playoffs. Can't come. But like the thing is, we're somehow only 4 points out.
That's why. Yeah, if we win this game, we're like there.
Yeah,
that's like, all it takes.
Like it's not that far away, but it feels so far away as well.
Yeah, I mean, and who does Dallas have?
Here's the thing. We've got Austin. And then tougher game against San Jose, who's still, that'll be like a real good, you know, if we lose to San Jose, we're kind of out.
Yeah.
But like, you've got Austin, San Jose, Colorado, LA Galaxy,
it's
Montreal.
It's not bad.
It's set up.
And this Saturday, KC plays Miami, which I know Messi's not there.
I think KC might win that.
Yeah. I don't know. I know that Messi's not there, but I think that Miami's actually a very good team without Messi now.
Yeah.
Like, he made them a good team.
Again,
even if he's not there.
They have 9 people out.
Yeah, 9's a lot. Yeah.
Kramaski's out.
Yeah.
You know.
9 might be too many. Calendar's out because he's with the U.S. too. Well, yeah, 9 might be too many.
Dallas plays Seattle, so...
Who knows about
let's
that.
Let's go Seattle.
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
Who does San Jose play?
San Jose's got... Where are they?
DC.
No, they got Salt Lake.
They have DC.
Wait. Did they play on Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh.
They have DC.
Oh, yeah. Okay, which that's... not the best for us, I guess.
No.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, who does Austin have, though? Because they're...
Austin's off this week.
Who's their next game, though? Because, let's see.
Dude, it's us.
Oh, because they're off. Yeah. Oh, so that's a huge game then.
Yeah. Mini has New England.
Oh, of course it's in Austin, though. That's, yeah. That's so tough.
LA has St. Louis. Dude, Galaxy of St. Louis.
Yeah, which that's good because
they have a couple games in hand on us.
So. Oh, they have two games in hand.
Yeah, we should be a tiny bit worried about them passing us.
Yeah.
We're 1-7-6 away? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, if we at this point, looking at the going forward, if we lose in Austin, that's about it. That's just tough. If we don't beat Colorado, that's the season.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say if we don't beat Austin, it's just about there. If we don't beat Colorado, I'd say it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not lose that, those two.
Yeah.
You
want to know a fun little exercise? If our away form was as good as our home form, we would be second in the West.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Even slightly worse. I know it's a packed Western Conference, but just slightly worse. Drops us into the playoff picture. It's just because we have one win away. One.
Yeah.
Win away.
Wow. That's... Basically, we need to win on Saturday. And maybe them without Bawanga is just so much for them to take that they lose so bad.
Hopefully, Miles Joseph is able to be like, guys, we still have a chance at playoffs. Somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow we have a chance at playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. At least it's this year, because we would have been out by a mile already. So.
Yeah. The West.
Well, actually, no, with the way that the West is this year.
The West is very interesting this year.
Yeah. I was saying with the 9 teams, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of everything this year, we have a chance, basically. But in other years, no. So.
Score prediction. Lineups.
Well, yeah.
Bravo, McGraw, Maviala, Miller.
Yeah, that's bad.
Paredes, Evander.
I guess Bingham, too. Bingham starts Bingham. Again.
Moreno, Espria. Who do you want on top?
I think Bully. I think he's just been one of our more informed, consistent players throughout the season.
Moreno's got like two goals in 3 games.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't see him do too much against Seattle.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of how it's... But the thing, like... I think that's kind of how it's got to be is a revolving door up there. But also then someone can't really build, like... It also kind of depends on matchups because Moore is a little more of a... Back to the goal, go and get a header type of guy. Bully's kind of your more explosive run down the channels.
Which I feel like that might be better against LAFC. They got pretty good outside back. I don't know. It's going to be Mora, probably.
Yeah. I mean, again.
Yeah.
This is a solid argument to have, at least, for the striker
options we have. Yeah.
So, score. Let's hit me with a score prediction.
I don't know. It's either we lose or we win. I can't tell you that.
No draw.
I don't think we draw.
Wow.
So, you know.
You've eliminated one of the 3 options that can happen in a soccer match. Why don't you go ahead and eliminate one more and tell me what you think.
Okay, well, see, LAFC lost big bad, so they're big mad.
Okay.
So, you know, that's going to make them play better. Probably.
Unless they're big sad.
Oh, they probably are big sad, but they're not big sad. I think they're more big mad than big sad.
Okay.
So... Carlos Vela is big mad for sure.
Yes.
So he's gonna, you know, do it good out there.
Of course.
And you know, we're either gonna do good or not. Yeah. So there's no meh from us. So it's either good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say that we somehow we're gonna win.
That was expert analysis.
Thank you.
That led to that.
Thank you. I know I just went against basically what I said.
Yeah.
We're going to win somehow.
Just a gut feeling?
Yeah, somehow.
Give me the score. Give me the score.
2-1.
I was going to do that too, and normally I try to go a different one, but we ride in 2-1 Timbers.
Yeah, somehow, some way, somehow.
2-1 Timbers. Before we head out, Tyler, how was the fan fest?
It was good.
Were the vibes weird because it was the day after Gio was fired? Or?
A little bit, but not really. I mean, it just, the lines were really long to get autographs, so that kind of sucked.
How was the food?
You know, just a free hot dog. Free water, just, free, hot dog.
Free hot dog and free water.
Yeah, I mean, you could get it multiple times if you wanted to, because they weren't checking. But, yeah.
I can't believe I missed this.
Yeah.
You know how many hot dogs I could eat?
And there was some other free things. There was like a free, what was it, a float? Inflatable float. Yep. This is the, I forgot what the company was.
You
like
picked that up?
Of course. Of course. It was like, it wasn't a Timbers one, though. It was like some wine.
Oh.
It was like a canned wine company.
Oh, never mind.
I don't know. Yeah. But we got one.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Free. Did you get to play FIFA against any of the...
No. And when I went down there was nobody down there. So, I don't know. But there was also just, like, a bunch of little kids, and I didn't want to take, like, the little kids away from the FIFA. Like, I didn't need to play FIFA over the little kids, you know? The locker room was full.
Bro, you needed to cook.
Oh, true. I should have cooked them.
Cook? You should have got to look at me like, I'll play you. I'll play you for the right to play one of the players.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah. Well, listen, you know, he's playing a Div 1 seasons player right here. Not to flex or anything.
No
but,
one cares,
yeah, no, nobody
see
cares.
See you in EA Sports FC.
Yeah. No, but the locker room was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, brag more.
Okay.
Make me feel worse.
Okay, I will.
Make me feel worse about missing.
Okay. Well, I brought my long sleeve, and Eric and Mabiala really appreciated it.
Did they actually?
They did actually really appreciate it. Because, especially Eric, because he's been in the league longer.
Yeah.
And, no, that's not true.
No.
That is not true. No. Both of them have been about the same time. I think Mabiala a little bit longer, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they appreciate
But they, when Eric came into the league, he said that they discontinued the long sleeves for the players.
That's so weird.
So, yeah, he said to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Because they don't make them anymore, obviously. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to brag about?
You want me to keep going?
No.
Oh,
I'd like to
talk
about how we're finally becoming a proper outside of the stadium experience.
True.
It started with the game against Monterey, where you had all the people selling the fake jerseys. Maybe fake, maybe not. There probably were.
There were some fake ones for sure. I mean,
selling the fake ones. You have all of the vendors with their hot dog carts.
Yeah,
selling
true.
Hot dogs, bacon wrapped hot dogs with veggies and all the condiments. And I implore you, if you guys out there have never had one, just
go
ahead and have one.
Did you get one?
I'm getting one Saturday.
Yeah. So have they been there every other game? Because I haven't been back since.
Dude, they were there for Salt Lake.
They were there?
Yeah.
Oh, fire.
There was at least one.
I might have to get one.
There were two. I remember two. Yeah. Because me and my dad went to the Korean place that we went to.
Oh, yeah.
And there were two that passed it. And I was like, I'm getting one next game.
Yeah. Also, that place was good. I don't know the name, but shout out them.
The one with the,
it's like right down from
the street,
the Army Gate.
It's like right down the
where
street.
Where the Portland Gear store is. You like go down from there. It's like on the corner across from, is it a Chipotle or Dutch Bros or something?
The Soup.
Soup.
The Soup.
The Soup, that's what it's called, all right. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm getting a bacon wrapped hot dog with all of the veggies on it, ketchup and mustard, and I'm eating so good. I had one of those in LA, they were gas. That's a proper stadium experience.
Yeah.
Is having people selling fake stuff outside and people with the hot dog carts.
Yeah.
And like that's the experience.
True.
We've become a proper and all the push was a game against a Mexican team.
Yeah. That's all it took.
And we are... I hope that the hot dog vendors are there.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I was surprised to see them against Salt because I really thought, like,
it
might just be a thing where they come out against...
That's kind of what
it seemed
like
it was going to
be.
Teams.
But no, I guess not.
But, I mean, they're definitely going to be out against LAFC.
I would think so,
because you're going to see, you know, a bigger presence for Carlos Vela.
Well, yeah, definitely.
So, I can't wait to have a hot dog.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to try one of those. Dude, also, I had
bacon wrapped, homie. And it's not that
expensive. Like, I saw them that one time.
I don't remember how much it cost,
but
like, it's not going to be as bad. As, yeah, yeah.
No, compared to the stadium.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I have one more comment on the FanFest. I forgot.
Go ahead.
Because they were doing trivia.
Oh.
Timber Joey's down there is like doing trivia, like pulling people like random aside or whatever. And like, there was actually some like pretty hard questions. I don't remember them exactly.
Yeah.
Because it was a while ago. But there was some that were like pretty no-brainer that it was kind of sad that season ticket holders were getting them wrong.
Like, do you have an example?
When did we win the cup? Somebody got that wrong. They had two different answers that were both wrong.
2020.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's it. That was sad.
Dude, that was kind of sad.
But there was some other ones, like some pretty difficult ones. I can't remember exactly. But it was pretty funny.
Dude, could you imagine you walk up there for trivia and Timber Joey's like, who was the starting right back the third game of the 2014 yeah. season? And no, you're just like, the last guy just got asked when they won the MLS Cup.
Yeah. No, there were literally some questions like that, though. Like, so going, like, pretty far back, some, like, pretty nuanced questions, it was actually pretty good. I was happy with the questions, you know.
Dude, that's like how a game show would work. Like, the first question is yeah. like, when did the Timbers win the MLS Cup for, like, $100? And then be like, okay, next question.
Yeah, I know. They asked, Eric Williams since high school.
Oh, dude, that's easy. I don't want to say it because, like, I won't let these people.
Because it's a little bit. Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'll let you guys figure it out for yourself. Yeah.
No, was his college, though?
Williamson's college?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude.
Maryland?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And they asked, who went to West Point, I think. Like, who came out of West Point?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody got that wrong. Oh, he literally said, came out of West Point, plays for Canada. Got it wrong.
Who do you guess?
I don't know, but not McGraw. But then at the table, I got the one that Eric Miller was at, and he asked a question, and my mom was asked, like, the because it was like three guys there. I think that was it was Miller, Mabial, and Williamson. I think
dream blunt rotation
for real. And then she's like, "Oh, do you guys even know the answers to these questions?" And then Eric Miller specifically is like, "Oh no, like I'm a little too new. Like I don't know the answer to these questions." And then he's down there, somebody guessed, and he's like, "No, you're wrong. The answer is Eric Miller." And he's like, "Oh well," didn't even know the answer to his own question. So that's pretty funny. But yeah, that was it.
Yeah, what would the question be asked that would be Eric Miller?
I don't remember. It was like a. I don't know.
Who was the one player we signed this offseason?
Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, I don't know the answer to these questions, honestly." Like,
was he the only? No, we signed a kid.
No, he wasn't the only one. Yeah.
But. Who was our only non-DP signing this summer from another MLS team? Or the winter?
Yeah. Actually, no, there's another. Oh, no, not this winter, though. That was never mind. That was summer. Just kidding.
But, let's win, Timbers. Timbers, go fight. Win.
Whoa. No, that's too, win, fight. That's too Seattle.
Dude. The fact that Seattle has to put like cues up on their screen
is crazy. It's crazy
for them to cheer.
Come on.
Ugh.
Come on.
Gross, man.
They're just plastic. If you're plastic, you're plastic.
I mean, you just gotta be plastic. Plastic.
Yeah. Plastic. That's basically all it is. So.
But yeah. Have good days, everyone out there. Let's go Timbers. Let's win. Let's make playoffs.
Yeah.